Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are now listening to the Sitting in the Park show. I was supposed to start off the show with an interview today, but the people had to reschedule. But it's good because I brought all conscious Black Uplift records in honor of Martin Luther King Day and also in honor of Barack Obama's inauguration in a couple days. Local Hyde Parker, Barack, I'm sure a lot of listeners even know him personally since he's from the neighborhood. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. I'm going to start off the show with a bunch of 60s DJ rap type records. This first record was actually produced by Richard Pegee, and this is a guy named Roy Wood, who I'm sure the listeners will correct me if I'm wrong. I think he was like the news guy or one of the news guys at WVON, but if he wasn't, you should call me up. And this track is called The Tale of Three Monkeys.
Once upon a world, three monkeys sat in a shady coconut tree, and they were discussing things as they ought to be. Said one to the others, "Listen, you two, there's a certain rumor going round that just can't be true. It says man is descended from our noble race. But the very idea is a shameful disgrace. No monkey divorces his wife, starves her babies, and ruins her life. No monkey passes their babies from one to the other until the baby soon doesn't even recognize the mother. Here's another thing that you'll never see. A monkey putting a fence around a coconut tree, leaving coconuts to go to waste, while forbidding other monkeys one little taste. Another thing that a monkey won't do, go out and get drunk on the devil's brew. They won't use guns and clubs or knives to take some other poor monkey's lives. I don't know of any monkey who is a constant nag, or monkeys who prove loyalty by waving a flag. To another monkey who is beaten and bent, other monkeys help him pay his taxes and his rent. If some female monkey, through error or woe, a baby or two should chance to show, other monkeys don't turn her from the door. Monkeys don't have but one single class. No matter what color, if you're a monkey, you can pass. Now there's another rumor that leaves my mouth agape. Someone says now that man descended from the ape. The ape is our shown-up soul brother. They have their differences, but they don't hate or kill each other. Yes, I'll agree, man has descended, the honorary cuss. But dear brother monkeys, he didn't descend from us.
Brothers and sisters, it strikes me as somewhat of a mystery. I mean, what all's done happened to some of our history. Now, at the roots, there's a reason that's just not too clear. What I mean is, how come some of it seems to just disappear? Now, they tell us about George crossing the Delaware, and all sorts of heroes with long, white, flowing hair. And Abe, though Abe was truly great, did he really give her care? Did you know all this time we had some brothers taking care? Oh, I got some heavy stuff to lay on you today, some facts to lay bare. It's a little truth for your soul and for your brain, some fresh air. Let the soul roll on! At the start of the great American Revolution, Crispus Attucks knew freedom was the only solution. He stood up to the British at old Boston town. He talked about their mothers, and the British shot him down. But his soul rose on. Hit it! Now, the biggest story to come out of old Chicago town was how some cow kicked a lantern and burned that bird down. But did you know that place got started by a soulful brother? A fur-trading fool who chanced to discover that to make it with them Indians, you had to know how to treat them. Put your money where your mouth is. He didn't try to cheat them. Oh, the Redskins dug this brother. They didn't give him no trouble. His name was Jean Baptiste DuSable. Now let his soul roll on. Brothers on this continent before Columbus hit the scene. Brothers socked it to the British in the Battle of New Orleans. Oh, Hickory didn't believe we could fight so good. Oh, but he finally had to hand it to the Brotherhood. Down through the years, brothers been doing their thing. They've been proven to the world they could do more than dance and sing. Transfusions and heart surgery, you talk them up to us. Down south, they were busy sending us to the back of the bus. Oh, but the soul rolled on. Hit it! Brother, you haven't just begun. You've been walking this earth since the day Zip won. Even your great-granddaddy can lay a claim to heroism, the way he stood up under certain types of Americanism. Oh, but every time they went to war, we fired our rifles with them. So cool it, because there's a whole lot more to that soul than you, than just rhythm. Let it roll right on!
It began in Africa, thousands of years before the coming of the black prophet Jesus. As a matter of fact, archaeologists now admit Africa is where it all began, evidently. It began with an inventive black man, perhaps astounded at the beauty of the universe around him, as his tribesmen worshipped the divine manifestations of that beauty in all things. The sun, a rock, the lush tropical trees of the jungles. So he began to beat on a log, just jiving at first, but high on all that beauty and what it meant to him. He beat that first crude drum to express his amazement, perhaps his joy at his surroundings. It was a very simple beat at first, and then, as my man's understanding of his environment grew, so did his expression of his emotions through mankind's first drum. The log grew larger, changed shape, became a shown-up drum, and the beat grew more complex. The cadence was picked up, and different beats began to have different meanings. The expression grew into a more refined art form. Percussion. Music. The fundamental monitor from space to space. Soon, the African developed his natural flair for percussion, for the beat, passed it on to his brothers and sisters when he saw they had the flair too, and a form of communication evolved on more than simply one level. The African telephone of that day did not ring, but beat it into your head. It summoned other tribes from far away to listen to messages of soul with a solid beat. With their hands, with crudely fashioned mallets, then fine drumsticks, they kept on, and with stamping feet and rhythmic chants, they became identified forever with the jungle beat. And there's a lot more to that beat than meets and greets the ear. For then came the white men. With guns and Bibles they came, with greed and lust for human beings to sell for molasses and rum and money. They didn't invent slavery, they refined it and reduced its level of human devastation to levels unheard of in the world. To this land they brought kidnapped Africans, Bibles they didn't believe in themselves, and syphilis. The Bibles and disease did better than the Africans. African princes and queens, our nobility, jumped overboard slave ships to avoid what they saw as the ultimate indignity. Some starved themselves, and the slavers actually developed tools designed to force folks to be fed. Here in slave trading America, the drumbeat was much different. Feet replaced the gnarled, heavy-veined hands as they attempted vainly in most cases to beat out an escape route to freedom over many dirt roads, many swampy paths. For millions of us, escape meant death. But life went on for many of us. In our misery, pain, and never-ending suffering, we found very little peace, but peace right on. We found some peace in the old spirituals, which was the only music allowed at one time, the only words allowed besides yes, a boss, please, and thank you. In the hope for eventual liberation, we found joy, and in the slave church, an expression of that joy was beat out with tambourines. Then, in his mourning in the field, the perpetual blues, his brief glimpses at earthly joy, the black man's soul discovered the symbol. And the blues, gospel, and other instruments of music, he wed African tradition, which the slave masters found impossible to destroy, to certain European instruments, to most of them. But the African soul remained with those instruments with a beat, percussion instruments. The strings of the bass violin can be plucked or beaten. The piano, a percussion instrument too, with small hammers beating strings hidden from view, as the fingers beat the keys corresponding to each hammer. We gave the world the beat and lyrical melodies of oppression in all its forms. Stephen Foster, with his poison pen, pimped the sorrows and joys of cotton-picking Africans, but like a never-ending fountain of soul, we kept the beat and kept it moving and improving and grooving until today, even though raw soul has been altered to sound like rock and roll, acid rock, the Liverpool sound, while living fools clown. Don't go for that, my people, because deep in your sun-kissed souls, you know hard rock came from hard knocks. And you are sun-kissed, you know. People of the sun, with permanent tans that do not match flesh-colored band-aids. We are one with warm, tropical nature. If we have to, we can deal with the cold, but you can easily imagine yourself with a bongo under a palm tree. Now, can't you? Or playing a guitar on a surfboard. Tell the truth, can't you? But try imagining yourself playing a saxophone on a snowmobile or tap dancing on skis. No way. Later, when brothers and sisters were sitting around drinking home brew and corn liquor from jelly jars, they picked up spoons. And not having anything to eat with them, they beat with them. Some of us, still today, drink from jelly and peanut butter jars. Seem like it makes the stuff you drink it taste better. Try dropping one of those fine, exquisite, expensive wine glasses and see what happens. Then try dropping one of those durable squat jars. Not only will it refuse to break, but its meeting with the floor results in percussion, which results in musical sound due to its unique structure. And our music has dominated this culture, and the courage and unstoppable qualities of this indefinable, indescribable beat now begins anew to dominate politics, business, and all that we endeavor to do. For we know that we are the beaters of drums and other things to which we can impart raw soul. We are the beaters, but we will never be beaten.
I said, if you could just go back, if you could do it all over again, would you do it black? Considering the chance of your survival and the odds against your success, and knowing that at your very best, you could only be second best, would you, if you could, turn just a few of those miserable pages back to try to change what is by erasing yesterday's mistakes written in black? Do you remember your secondhand clothes brought on by your overworked mother after scrubbing Whitey's floors? Do you remember how she complained about her back? If you could, Would you go back if you had a choice? Would you do it back? Do you remember the buses with all the empty seats in the front while you used to stand in back? Can you remember the cafes where you paid the regular price for a hamburger but received yours from a small window in back? If you could, would you go back? If you had a choice, would you do it black? Do you remember the school lunch bell? To some it was a mad dash to the lunchroom. To others it was hell. How well I remember that ring. When me and a few of my buddies gathered off to one side, hungry victims of the same old thing. That's right. No lunch sack. If you could, would you go back? If you had a choice, would you do it black? Had you asked me a few years ago when I didn't know, I would have been glad to go. That was before I saw the light. I would have jumped at the opportunity and been glad to do it white. But all of the ingredients that made me, though bitter they were, I'm black but proud to be. The bitterness and the tears and the suffering of all the years sensitized me. Now I can see, I can hear, I can feel. This is worth more than gold. There are no words to express my wealth, but I'm far richer than most. I got soul. If I could just go back, knowing what the results would be, it would hurt like hell, but I'd do it again. I wouldn't want to be nobody but me. A little food is filling if it's been a while since you ate. And you truly know what love is after being exposed to an abundance of hate. It's nothing no one can tell or show you. And you can't get it from a book. You're never going to get it, no matter how hard you look. You'll have to get yours like I got mine, minute by minute, month by month, and a year at a time. I got soul, and if I could just go back, I'd do it all over again and do it black. How in the hell would you do it, brother? Right on.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today I am doing a special sort of all-conscious black uplift record show in honor of Martin Luther King Day and in honor of local Hyde Parker Barack Obama being inaugurated in a couple of days. Started up that show, the show with all like DJ rap records from the 60s and early 70s. Started off with Chicago's own Roy Wood with The Tale of Three Monkeys, and that was produced by Richard Pegee. After that, the Dixie Drifter with Let the Soul Roll On. From Detroit, Jim Ingram with Drum Beat, and the last cut was by Bama the Village Poet with I Got Soul. Okay, I'll be playing music for the rest of the show. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. Got to send a shout-out to Don Montgomery and to Richard Murray, and I got to send a happy birthday out from Corey to Sonia. And this next record I'm going to play is a singer named Landy McNeil. This track is called Stand Up and Be Counted.
You're gonna make it, yeah, yeah. You're gonna, yes, you will. You're gonna make it, shut up.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and this show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Today, I am doing a special show in honor of Martin Luther King Day and in honor of neighborhood resident Barack Obama being inaugurated in a couple days. And that last set started off with Lanny McNeil with Stand Up and Be Counted, The Festivals with You're Gonna Make It, a group from Detroit called The Soul Generation with Soul Motivation. That's not the more famous group called The Soul Generation, although I'm going to play them in the next set. And the last group was from Cincinnati. That was The Chances with A Better Day Is Coming. Okay, if you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record is from Chicago. I'm actually going to have one of these guys up in here for an interview in February sometime. And you probably know them better as Rasputin Stash, but this is the original form of the group, the Fantastic Epics, and this track is called Let's Get Together.
I couldn't learn nothing in your schools, 'cause I was somewhere shooting pool. I
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today I am doing a special show. I'm playing all socially conscious Black Power type songs in honor of both Martin Luther King Day and in honor of Barack Obama being inaugurated in a couple of days. Started off that set in Chicago with the Fantastic Epics with Let's Get Together. And in a few weeks, I'll be interviewing a member of that group who were later better known as Rasputin Stash. After that, from East St. Louis, Lavelle Moore with The World Is Changing. And that's actually on a CD now. It's a compilation by a record label called The Numero Group. That record label, they do reissues of soul and funk music, and they did a reissue of an East St. Louis label called Yachty Records. I can't remember the name of the CD right now, but the whole compilation is really solid, is worth picking up. After that, from, I think, New Jersey, The Soul Generation with Raya Hope. From Chicago, Manuel and the Main Source with We Got to Make It Happen. That was singer Manuel Seal, who sang lead in the Dontells. And his son now, Manuel Seal Jr., is a famous R&B songwriter. Like, he wrote that song, My Boo, for Usher. And he wrote Mariah Carey's big comeback hit. And the last record was also Chicago-related. That was actually a record related to the Black Hebrews from Chicago. That was a group called the Sons of the Kingdom. It was a brutal song called Hey There. And it actually was recorded in Israel and released on an Israeli record label in Dimona, which is the city that the Black Hebrews from Chicago went to. And I think... I'm not 100% sure, but I think some of the people who actually are at the Soul Vegetarian restaurant at 75th Street actually played on the record. And that's also on a CD now, too. You can get by that same record label I mentioned before. It's called Soul Messages from Dimona, and that CD is really good, too. You could check it out. Anyways, I got about half an hour of the show left. Again, I am playing all sort of socially conscious Black uplift songs in honor of Martin Luther King Day tomorrow and of Barack Obama's inauguration in a couple of days. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record is a record by the lead singer of the Mad Lads. This is John Gary Williams, and this track is called The Whole Damn World Is Going Crazy.
Without a love for their brothers, without a sense. Man, we have respect for his power. white to red, red to brown, back to black. Tell me, why can't we unite? Each man is half a mistake for his brother. Everything would be alright. Alright.
wonder just what would I do if I ever got a chance to write a song that could get my message through. What could I say to the people to make them understand that an equal chance for every man is a basic law of the land, and that living in brotherhood can only mean doing good, truly believing what we say, and we want it understood. So we're gonna march across this land to talk about love for every man. What could be better? We're gonna get together.
Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and this show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Today, I am doing an all socially conscious Black Power type music show in honor of Martin Luther King Day tomorrow and in honor of Barack Obama's inauguration. Started off that last set with John Gary Williams, who was the lead singer of the Mad Lads from Memphis. That track was called The Whole Damn World Is Going Crazy. After that, I think from Philly, the John Brothers with Try to Walk a Mile in My Shoes. From Detroit, Albert Jones with Unity. And the last two cuts were from Chicago. First, a singer named Gregory McGee with his band Raw Umber. That was Love One Another. And the last cut was an early record by Linda Clifford. That track was called March Across This Land. And I'm going to send it out to Dre and Chatham, if he's listening, because his guy, Maurice Commander, wrote that record. Anyways, I have to give you some information before I play more music. Did you know the odds are African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans? But there are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Join the power to end stroke. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online at strokeassociation.org to learn what you can do. Also, every day we count on things like the traffic light, the mailbox, and the elevator. But do you know all these things came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. To support the United Negro College Fund, please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Also, another show you might want to check out is called The Dusty's Party. That show happens every Thursday night from 9 to midnight. On that show, the DJs play soul and funk music and even blues and jazz from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, so you should check it out. Okay, we got about 15 minutes of the show left. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record is The Impressions with This Is My Country.
Say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave drive and sweat and wealth on my name. This is my for me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll place us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. This is my country. Before this place to go anywhere, both sides.
among all nations. They talk about war, Lord, and demonstration. But when will we learn to live together as one nation?
to Martin Luther King, all of the bells are gonna ring in your honor. You're one heaven of a man.
Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You have been listening to the Sitting in the Park show. In the last set, started off with the Impressions with This Is My Country, Bachelor Brad and the Black Experience Band with People Can You Hear, Larry Saunders with This World, a group called Solar Energy with Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, and the last cut was the Westmoreland Company with Together We Stand. I hope you appreciated kind of social conscious songs in honor of Martin Luther King Day and of Barack Obama's inauguration in a couple of days. If you want to hear my show that I did last year or any of my other shows or my interviews, go to www.sittinginthepark.com. And if you email me there, I can give you access to the other music shows that I've done. And thanks to everybody who listened, and especially all the people that called up, and especially the people who called up long distance today. So keep tuned, because Bob is up next with the Boppin' with Bob show.